Have you ever eaten tuna sandwiches? Farted and gone meh? Olipop has. And that's precisely why today is the day when Mr. Pop has decided to look more, how shall I put it, dangerous.
Oh, come on, Mr. Pop. Haven't you finished straightening your hair yet? We're on in 2 minutes.
So what?
Mr. Pop, we're on stage live at the Regal Beagle Hall, and you're saying, so what? This could well be the highlight of our career, and you're more worried about the highlights in your hair.
I'm trying to look more dangerous, that's what.
You? Dangerous? You couldn't look less dangerous if you dressed up as a mouse and sang the I Love Cheese song.
Hey, now that's an idea. I'll do just that. Now then, what's in the funny cupboard?
Oh, flippin' heck, I've just given him some ideas. And bad ones at that.
Let's see. Inflatable shark? No longer it isn't. What's this? A pair of self-inflating trousers. A brass monkey and an exploding cigar.
What's that about a cigar?
Here, Mr. Pop, you can have it if you wish.
Thanks. Has anybody got a light?
I have. Here you are.
Very funny.
Now, you know, you're very funny with a trick exploding cigar in your face. You should keep that in your act.
I'll kill him. Where is he? Don't jump on me like that, you great Jesse.
What's that?
It's a tiger suit. That's the only half-decent costume the funny cupboard has left.
Oh, it looks more like a moth-eaten old tabby.
And now, please welcome onto the stage the three silly idiots.
That's us. Come on, we're on.
And no mess-ups, Mr. Pop.
As if I would. The public love me, you know.
Come on!
8¾ hours later.
Phew. Oh, my word. That show was longer than a Ken Dodd performance. And that is saying something.
Yeah, and look at that audience. They're all shouting for Ollie.
They're all shouting for me.
Big Ed.
You can talk, you and your stupid moth-eating tiger suit. Even with a silly costume, you failed to get as many laughs as me.
Yeah, I wonder why they're all so mad for Ollie Pop tonight.
Maybe that's it. They're mad.
Maybe I can shed a light onto this wholesome affair.
Oh no! It's Dr. Stratagem!
Yes, Dr. S, it is I, again.
We don't want to see your ugly face around here, so push off!
Well, where would you like to see my face? Floating in the sea?
Yeah, why don't you go back to those ducks?
Yes, well, I suppose you're wondering why Ollie Pop isn't our flavour of the month.
Is it because he's been away for so long?
Yes, that. And the fact that it's that strange time of the month when the moon is in the house of tuna sandwiches and the sun is in the eighth fart.
I don't get it.
Oh, I do. The world has gone Olipop crazy.
Get in there.
That's right.
It was like this a couple of years back with the release of the life-size 12-inch Olipop model.
They won't be releasing any more models, will they?
Even better than that.
What?
They're launching a new television game show, Olipop Idol.
Oh, no. He scores.
So what'll that mean for us?
Well, it's simples. There'll be no more shows, radio or otherwise, unless...
Unless?
Unless you both become contestants on the Olipop Idol show.
Will you please welcome on stage the next contestants for Olipop Idol?
Oi! Oi!
So then, what's your name?
I'm Ollie. Who the heck are you?
And you?
I'm Ollie as well. Can't you tell? Meh.
Hold on. There'll be plenty of time for that later. Now then, Ollie and Ollie, what makes you two so sure to be winners in the Olipop Idol contest today?
Because I'm brilliant. Meh.
Are you?
Oi, yo. What are you trying to say about me? Meh. Well, he must be brilliant, because you're the host and even you're pretending to be Ollie.
That's because I am the real Ollie, fool.
Oh, right.
Now then, on to round one, higher mathematics. See if you can solve this puzzle. John picked a bag of oranges to give to his friends. To the first of his friends, he gave half the oranges he had, and another one beside. To his second friend, he gave half of the remaining oranges and another one beside. By this time, John had one orange left. How many did he start with?
Meh.
Is the correct answer. Well done. You get 5 points each. Now onto the stuffing yourselves with sandwiches round. Miss Tastic, wheel on the trolley of fatality. Now then, these sandwiches are all right for eating, except one sort.
Really?
Yes, really. There's one type of sandwich which the real Ollipop doesn't like. And if you're to become like Ollie, you shall have to guess which one is right. On my whistle, I want you to eat the nice jam sandwiches and leave the nasty eggy ones to the pigs outside. Oh, what a giveaway.
Sorry, did you say anything just then?
You mean you didn't hear?
Where are I? Of course we didn't hear.
What?
I'm going to punch you in a minute, Dr. S.
Get back to the show.
Okay, on my whistle. Eat the sarnies.
You're my sandwiches. Nice for eating.
Yum, pig's bum.
I think I'll try the egg sarnies. They're lovely.
Yummy egg sarnies.
Aha, that's where we've caught both of you out. Ollipop doesn't like egg sandwiches, so you can't be the real Ollie.
We hate egg!
Egg!
It's too late there, I'm afraid. No points to either of you. You're useless.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so the next round is the farting round. And I'm sure because you've eaten enough of those egg sandwiches, you'll find this task very, very easy.
Excuse me.
Oh, that's better.
Yes, yes, you get maximum points for style and abundance. 5 points each, 10 points each, 15, 20, 30. Oh, good God. Will you both please stop farting? Now I'm joining in myself. Still, if you can't beat them, join them. That's what I say.
Ooh, that's a juicy one.
That must be all that egg.
To be continued.